Now as we move on into verse 25, verily, verily, I say unto you, the hour is coming, and now is. That's a great statement. When the dead shall hear the voice of the Son of God, and they that hear shall live. What does he mean, and now is? Well, we're in that period of the hour that's coming, but in verse 28, he makes it clear the hour had not arrived. Marvel not at this, for the hour is coming. And what he says here, the hour is coming. The whole thought is that we're living in that period or that age or dispensation that's moving to the time when the dead shall hear the voice of the Son of God, and they that hear shall live. Now, also, that has application. The hour is coming when the dead that are in the grave are going to hear his voice, and now is. Well, what about the dead? Well, the Lord Jesus, you remember, said to the two sisters at the time of the death of Lazarus, I am the resurrection and the life. He that believeth on me, though he were dead, and I'm not quoting that accurately as I should, but the point that I'm trying to lift out is that they're dead now, if you please. I am the resurrection and the life. He that believeth on me, though he were dead, yet shall he live. Though he were dead. Well, what do you mean, though he's dead? That mean down in the grave and he hears? Oh, no, no. Spiritually dead. Death means separation from God. But the hour is coming when he says those that are in the grave shall hear his voice also. But today, the dead spiritually. Paul said to the Ephesians, you were dead in trespasses and sins. That is our condition spiritually, you see. He that heareth my word believeth on him that sent me, and he shall not come into condemnation, but he's passed out of death, out of spiritual death, into the life that he gives. Now that is the thought that is here. We find that not only now the spiritually dead will hear him, but what he's saying is in the future. Why? Verse 26, for as the Father hath life in himself, so he gave to the Son to have life in himself. The Lord Jesus is a life giver, you see. Not only does he have life, but he gives life. Verse 27, and he hath given him authority to execute judgment because he's the Son of God. Now, he came the first time as a Savior, not to judge, but he's coming next time as the judge.